producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But boy, we got a lot to talk about. We are going to cram it all in. We are going to pack the show with a lot of information. I know I go off a lot and I just start talking about minutia and certain things. And yeah, I'm going to do that too, which is why that I'm not going to pack or rush through. That I'm going to, you know, go and at painstaking, you know, lengths to go into full detail, my, minutia, life minutia. But when it comes to the medical information, we are going to pack that in. For example, scientists have identified a new STD. We have a new STD out there called MG. I mean, I'm sure most of us have had it and we haven't known about it. Okay, I'm getting good. You know, I'd rather, you know what? But when people don't know, they, yeah, you know, don't ask, don't tell. But MG is a new STD. We're going to talk about it. It's called Mycoplasma genitalium. They should have seen that one, you know, a million miles away. It's called genitalium. But Mycoplasma genitalium, we got a new STD. It's actually hasn't been new. It's been around for a while. But we need to talk about it. Whew, sorry. Oh, I know. See, no, I got more stories. Yeah, there's no way I could, there's no way I could, you know, make a whole multiple hour show on that. We have an undocumented status woman. They're saying, I mean, I guess that's now the politically correct way to say illegal immigrants. I'm not sure what all the terminology is. But she's a mother of three, has failing kidneys, and she can't get a kidney transplant because she's an undocumented immigrant. We need to talk about what do we do with our undocumented immigrants and, you know, getting them care, medical care that they need, but how to do that on the American dime. It's a tough issue we need to talk about. Then we have 100 pregnancies, and the moms of which are suing 100-plus pregnancies because they say that the birth control packaging was faulty. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the nasty bug. I know, you know, I don't even have to say, obviously we're going to talk about it. I should just kind of move on and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. But, you know, just in case some of you guys think I'm going to be drawing pictures or, you know. Many of you are very concerned about going into dialysis. Well, there's an artificial kidney that could be worn like a belt. It's a pretty cool device. I'm going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about apparently MRSA. Now, MRSA is a very, very nasty bacteria. We're talking about MRSA. I had a couple patients this week come into the office with it. Very painful, very contagious bacteria. Well, now we're being told that some antibiotics will actually make this bacteria stronger instead of killing it off. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so remember I said I was waiting for some caffeine gum? Apparently it's here. Problem is they call it coffee gum. Okay, and I don't like the taste of coffee, so I'm not going to have it. It's called Go Cube Gum, and they are gummy coffee bites. They have 35 calories, are supposedly fully vegan, and they come in three flavors, pure drip, mocha, and latte. These were created by Jeffrey Wu. I don't even like coffee. I mean, don't even call those flavors. It's coffee. Okay, you know, you get me chocolate, margarita, and strawberry flavored, then maybe, you know, I'll consume. But no, really, pure drip, latte, no thank you. Jeffrey Wu and Michael Brand from San Francisco have created chewable caffeine tubes, which contain 35 calories each and the equivalent of drinking half a cup of coffee. They come in three flavors, pure drip, latte, and mocha. I think it's about $7-$8 a package. I got to look it up. They say an 8-fluid-ounce cup of black coffee contains 1 calorie, so they are a little bit more caloric. The cubes are vegan, have specially blended compounds of supplement memory and alertness, and 6 grams of sugar. They actually look kind of tasty. I see some, you know, bad things happen with these, because if they look like little bites, you could have a kid eat about, you know, 10 of them without blinking an eye. Mr. Wu and Mr. Brand said, we think all day about ways of helping people improve their mental performance and stay sharp all day. Before you need a coffee, our goal with Go Cubes is to combine what people love about coffee, I don't love anything, to make a cognitive enhancing product that's delicious, shareable, convenient, and affordable. So they raised multiple thousands of dollars to be able to create it, and I guess green tea has 20 milligrams. The amount of caffeine in this is 50 milligrams. Really? All right. Oh, and then there's theanine. Okay. So anyway, I know. Duh. Okay, I think there's also supposed to be some vitamin B6 with this. B6. I don't know how much B6 is in these Go Cubes, but please don't look at it as a vitamin supplement. But this is what people want. I don't know how much it's going to get regulated, especially here in the States. But you got these little candy-looking cubes that look like chocolate, or they look like little caramel pieces. And, you know, kids are going to eat a couple before they even realize the taste. Doesn't that blow your mind? You think you're tasting something chocolate, and then halfway through swallowing, you realize that it wasn't that? That happens with me with tofu. I start eating, and I think I'm eating meat. And it tastes like meat, because I'm thinking about it. And then all of a sudden, halfway down the gullet, I realize, wait a second, that wasn't meat. And by then it was too late. It blows my mind how our brain does that, how it could control our taste receptors like that. Which, by the way, I wonder if that's just what we need to do. Okay, we look at a vegetable, we train our brain to think we're eating chocolate, and then we eat up a bunch of vegetables. I mean, if you want to help with obesity, do that. Do some mind manipulation type stuff. That's pretty cool. But I would be really, really careful with these cubes. Am I going to try them? Oh, hell yeah. If I ever see them on the market, oh, hell yeah. You know, because right now I got this unflavored iced tea, and it tastes like crap. I don't like tea. Mama miserable. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for not firing me, and big thanks to Tom for working the dials. All right, so scientists have identified a new STD. As if we need anything else going on right now. We got the economy. We got the ISIS threats. We got the presidential election coming up, and on top of that, they need to mix in an STD that's new. Thing is this sucker was identified over 30 years ago. It's called Mycoplasma genitalium, MG. And research is showing that it is an STD. And 1% of the population between 16 and 44 is infected with this. Now, the people who will get something like this are those that have multiple sexual partners, okay, do not live condoms, and unfortunately in some quote-unquote deprived areas where they don't get to be medically screened. They say if you have, if you are at risk for acquiring another STD, you would be at the same risk for acquiring this. But most people have no idea that they have it. And they don't know what the long-term effects are of this. So we call it MG. Research has shown that it can cause inflammation of the urethra and or the cervix. Okay, could cause pelvic inflammatory disease and possible female infertility. Now, some of you men are like, okay, well, I don't have any of those. You do have a urethra. Okay, everybody look. Okay, the urethra, the urethra brings the urine from the bladder to the open air. Okay, it's the tube that goes through the, you know, penis or vaginal opening, although not through the vagina. The urethra goes through the pelvic area, okay? I have to be very, very careful with how I describe anatomy here, but it's okay, basically the bladder to the open air. That's your urethra. And many of you get gonococcal urethritis or non-gonococcal urethritis, okay? Those were terms that we called the clap, where you would get bacterial infections with either gonorrhea or chlamydia. Very painful, kind of messy, discharge, burning. Well, with this, some people, they just don't feel it when they have it. But unfortunately, when you get any sort of urethritis, it could cause scarring. And sometimes that could cause changes with your flow, could also put you at risk for infection. So it's not just a woman disease, STDs, obviously, that affect the urethra. Then for women, if you have issues with your cervix or pelvic inflammatory disease, could be pretty, pretty painful. Also be deadly. So, I mean, you know, you get when the bacteria starts to rise and replicate and infect more of the pelvic organs and could definitely cause infertility or sterility. So this is no joke. So they say 1% of the general population may have it. The rate of infection was much higher in those that had more than 4 sexual partners in the past year. Whew. Good. Okay. So I think I'm just barely okay. No, I'm married. I'm a good girl. 5.2% in men, 3.1% in women. They say the theory that MG is a sexually transmitted disease was further strengthened by the fact that 260 to 17-year-olds who had never had sex, any form of it, had no sign of the infection. So basically, virgins don't get this. The study also analyzed risk factors for MG, such as ethnicity, number of partners, and areas of deprivation. Okay, now I'm looking at a picture of a bunch of condoms. That doesn't help me. Okay, I tell you, these pop-ups are ridiculous. I know I'm not going to be buying anything right now. I'm on radio. See, is that what these pop-ups are trying to do? They're trying to make me not read the article and then buy something. I'm not going to buy condoms. Excuse me. I'm on air. I'd like to just get through the study. Okay, exit out of the pop-ups. I do have a pop-up blocker. The problem is some of these programs say you have to disable the pop-up blocker for you to use the program. And I'm like, what? So that stinks. Okay. So, let me see here. Half of women did not report any symptoms. La, 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 yada, yada, yada. And I think we're good. Okay. Most cases under the age of 25, 10% of women. Okay. Okay. So, what does that mean, for you? Well, we don't know what it does. And we have no idea. Who knows? Maybe this mycoplasma genitalium causes some sort of remote inflammation of the body and can cause heart disease or something. We don't know. Okay? We have no idea because nobody's been studying it. Everybody has been so overwhelmed with the gonorrhea and now the super gonorrhea and the chlamydia and the HPV and the HIV and the hepatitis and the syphilis and the herpes that, you know, something like this with no symptoms hasn't really gotten a lot of attention. So now they're going to give it attention. I'm sure you guys are. And, I'm not exactly sure if they could test this in the urine. My guess is they would be able to. Mycoplasma, okay, that you should be able to, I know we're able to pick up a lot of mycoplasma type strains in the urine. So then hopefully you guys don't have to have the swab. Remember you guys used to have the swab to test for STDs? That was painful. That was not fun. So now most of these tests for gonorrhea or chlamydia could be done in the urine. So they make you pee in a cup, and then we send the urine, which is pretty cool. It makes sense. I'm surprised that it took that long to be able to do that. All right. We have a mother of three of undocumented status, okay, which I think is the new term for illegal immigrant. But they're saying undocumented status has failing kidneys. Socorro Neri Vergara, 42 years old, had no ideas her kidneys were failing until she went in for a physical a couple years ago, according to her husband, Francisco Bautista. At the physical, doctors discovered that her blood pressure was very, very high, and subsequent tests revealed that she had severe kidney failure. So, her condition worsened. I guess they gave her, medication, to lower her blood pressure. Her condition worsened. And now she goes for dialysis 3 times a week for hours at a time. She arrived in the United States back in 1998. She says she has been unable to get treatment for dialysis for her kidney failure under the federally funded Emergency Medical Assistance Program. The program does not cover organ transplantation, leaving the family responsible for covering the cost of the procedure. The United Network for Organ Sharing, UNOS, it's a nonprofit organization that manages the nation's organ transplant system, allows undocumented immigrants to be eligible. The organization said medical centers determine whether or not undocumented immigrants can be added to the transplant list. So they say what does play a part is whether or not you can take an organ if you get it. The transplant team, they have to look at everything. They have to do matching, et cetera. They say doctors look at multiple factors, but they say nobody should be denied a spot based on immigration status. They say using data from 2011, UNOS estimated a patient who undergoes a kidney transplant can face charges of $262,900. So the family is trying to raise money, and they are consulting with lawyers to see if they could be eligible for some other forms of insurance coverage. Now, she has 3 children born in the United States. And apparently the father said the children are very frustrated. Again, a lot of questions come to mind. This is where this topic gets very, very tough. Okay, as a doctor, and, you know, I'm going to give care no matter what your immigration status is. But somebody's got to look at the numbers and the money and look at the process. And it doesn't have to be me because I'm the doctor. So I get to take the easy route going, look, I'm just going to take care of everybody. But who is going to pay for this transplant? And is somebody who's not illegal getting bumped off the transplant list or getting bumped off the kidney for preference of an illegal immigrant? These are issues that have to be talked about. It's not an easy subject, which is why we really need one hell of a process to prevent illegal immigrants coming in, because otherwise 15, 20 years later, we're dealing with this. Remember, we've talked about this all the time. You have a lot of, again, it could be of any ethnicity, but if we just, let's say, look at the Hispanic population, many get diabetes and are underdiagnosed. Many are underdiagnosed with cholesterol, underdiagnosed with high blood pressure and therefore kidney disease. And if they're afraid to get medical care, here we are 15 years later, dealing with needing to pay for dialysis. Now, of course, the big question remains, where's her home country? Why aren't they involved and why aren't they paying for her dialysis? This should be something that we need to determine. I mean, if an illegal immigrant comes over undocumented and they run into an issue, or do we ship them back to their mother country and have their mother country take care of them, or does the mother country not want to take care of them? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on kidneys. I'm talking about the kidney dials. So don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we're talking about dialysis and this undocumented immigrant needing a kidney and not being able to afford it. So lawyers are getting involved to try to figure out how to get an insurance company to pay for it. And I'd really like these lawyers to try to get her home country to pay for it. All right. I mean, we don't have to deport her if she has her three children here in the United States. But maybe why don't the lawyers figure out how to get Mexico to pay for her transplant than American companies to pay for her transplant? I mean, lawyers are smart. They could, I'm sure they could make an argument, to her home country. So I hope they're working on that as well, but it doesn't sound like it. But, you know, what are some options, here in the States for dialysis? And remember, the reason why what dialysis is it, if your kidneys are supposed to filter your blood, and it filters the blood, decides what to keep, important stuff needs to be kept, and it dumps out into urine that it makes stuff that it doesn't want to keep. So your kidneys are filters, and they're very important filters, two-way filters. So if you don't have kidneys that filter right, then you start to accumulate excess salts, excess toxins, and that could kill you. So or your kidneys, if they are failing, could dump too much of something else, like protein. And you need protein. So you could become very malnourished. People with kidney failure get high blood pressure. They get heart disease. There's a variety of things that when the kidneys start to go, and unfortunately they're one of the first things to go in multi-organ system failure, the kidneys start to go, and then later the heart starts to go. So the kidneys are extremely important. Well, there's apparently a belt that performs dialysis on the go. Dialysis is basically a machine we kind of hook up where we run the blood through the machine to do the filtering. So the kidneys, if they're not working as well, at least we have a machine doing a lot of the filtering. But you have to sit in a room, and you got to do that multiple times a week for hours at a time. This device is called the WAK device, W-A-K, Wearable Artificial Kidney. Pretty smart. And it aims to replace dialysis machines, which require patients to visit a clinic several times a week. Unfortunately, dialysis can also still, because again, dialysis isn't an actual kidney, you still can unfortunately get a buildup of fluids and certain salts, and so it's not 100%. So, Victor Gura, who created the device, told CNN, "I was very frustrated, I still am, because for decades we've been doing dialysis with big machines that prolong the life of a patient only a little bit." Gura is an associate clinical medical professor at the University of California, Los Angeles. The idea behind WAK is to filter a patient's blood continuously, removing some of the complications associated with dialysis. It's a 10-pound miniature dialysis machine that a patient can wear around the body. It may look bulky, but researchers think that they could get this sucker down to 5 pounds and reduce its size. It connects to a large vein in the body through a catheter, and it has filters to separate water, salts, and minerals out of the blood. This is brilliant. The filter has to be replaced once a week, chemicals added once a day to clean the filtered water out. Wow. The device runs on 9-volt batteries. Researchers presented the results of the trial of this device this week at Kidney Week, the annual meeting of the American Society of Nephrology. I don't know how much it costs. 7 patients in Seattle who had end-stage kidney disease wore the device for 24 hours. They were able to enjoy ice cream and cheesecake. Most people on dialysis can't eat ice cream or cheesecake. I'm a chocolate cake type of person. I don't really like cheesecake. Okay, I'll eat cheese separately, but if I'm going to waste any time or calories on cake, might as well be chocolate cake. Anyway, the little flaw, okay? 2 patients stopped wearing the device before the trial ended because of technical issues. All right? Most people could still sleep with the device, take a shower, and carry out other normal activities, which I think means sex. So you can. I mean, it's, you know, very important. But unfortunately, there were some technical problems. The 2 people dropped out of the study. All patients reported that they would switch to the WAK if the device was commercially available. And if future trials prove successful, hopefully this will be fast-tracked by the FDA approval process. Does that also kind of drive you crazy? Okay, there's a fast track for the FDA to approve something. Why aren't we fast tracking everything? I mean, who gets slow tracked? Okay, you know what? We're gonna go through all the safety trials super fast, and we're gonna just blow right through just to get this out there for you. Well, then, what's the purpose of the FDA? I thought you were supposed to, with scrutiny, look at everything. Now, oh no, we are looking at everything on the fast track. Well, then why aren't you doing everything on the fast track? Well, we need more money. Oh, that's bull crap. I'm looking at it. Honestly, it doesn't look like anything you could have sex with on, you know, it's nice. So, back to, undocumented immigrants needing our medical help. Okay. Where do you intervene with medical help? If we don't want to intervene early, okay, because again, we have to save money and there's only X amount of access, we're going to be intervening later. And unfortunately, the later is more expensive. We only have X amount of kidneys to give and to trade, okay? Transplants have been something that we have to figure out how to bypass, like either, you know, have people donate stem cells and then have organs already grown and frozen for them to use later. I mean, I don't know how that's going to work because, again, I mean, we got to make sure it's a viable organ that can work. And, you know, right now we're still kind of, you can't really 3D print a new kidney. But, although they're trying. So, you know, what's the answer? Yeah, to me, the answer is let's try to prevent illegal immigration from the beginning. Get people through a much easier immigration process, streamlined, so then they do qualify for government aid. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, with Ellis Island, you couldn't come to this country without having a job, having a family sponsor you, or money. And I understand during periods of wartime and things like that, you know, things changed and people, our government had to say, look, just come over. And honestly, a lot of people don't have enough money to, I mean, how much money, do you need in your pocket, coming through our borders to set up shop here in America? You'd have to have hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, you know, nobody has that. So, but it's interesting how, you know, to come to the country, you had to show that you could support yourself, that you had a job or you had a family that was going to take care of you. We need to somehow in practical modern terms, figure out how to do that. How we have people coming into this country already having a job, proving they'll pay taxes, proving they will help support their communities, etc., and support their medical costs as a whole. All of us need to do that. Okay? You know, the only reason why I'm getting Medicare, I thought, was because I've been putting money into Medicare ever since I was 18, because it was taken out of my checks. This is what we need to accomplish. And we also need to not mismanage the money. Okay? If all of us are putting money into Medicare and, you know, paying taxes, all of us aren't, unfortunately. Okay? Where is the money? And why don't we have it? So, I'm not sure what the answer is with this, but I would say, in the meantime, if we have any undocumented immigrant, whether they're from Germany or Austria or Japan or Mexico or China, we get their government involved to help pay for their health care. And I don't know. I don't know who could make that happen. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity actually do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Or donate my cell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy. And also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen.
Please visit,
which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Major breaks or bloops, so I guess it's... Hopefully they'll splice them together. Sounds good. Thanks a lot. And he's on today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember a while back, there were some birth control pills that had to get recalled because of some packaging errors. I guess the placebo pills were upside down in terms of rows in the pills. Like you know, many birth control pills, they're either monophasic or triphasic, where you have levels of hormone, your estrogen or progesterone. And the triphasic ones have different amounts, concentrations of the estrogen and progesterone each week. The monophasic, it has the same amount throughout the month of all those weeks. But then the last week of the pack, for both of them, it's like a placebo pill. We call them a dummy pill or sugar pill or whatever, where basically it keeps you in the habit of taking your pill every day at the same time, but there's no hormone in it, so that you end up not, you're able to then have a period. And then when you start the next pack, you're still in the habit of taking a pill at the same time. So you have the placebo pills in there, okay? Unfortunately, if they didn't have the placebo pills, many women, unfortunately, could get confused. So you give them 3 weeks, then they stop taking it for a week. They may forget to take their new pack. So that's why manufacturers are like, you know what, we'll put the placebo pills in there. And I used to wonder about that. What if they mixed it up, you know, and they had the placebo pills on the wrong days? Well, that did happen. So more than 100 women now are suing the drug company for this packaging error, because they say it resulted in unplanned pregnancies. They filed a class action lawsuit in a Philadelphia state court last week, and they claim that Qualitas Pharmaceuticals, a subsidiary of Endo Pharmaceuticals and its manufacturers, distributed defective birth controls back in 2011, causing 113 accidental pregnancies across 26 states. The company recalled 8 different types of oral contraceptives after it was discovered that the rows of pills inside the box were placed upside down. This caused women to take placebo pills during the week that they should have been taking hormone pills, leaving them at risk for contraception. The case seeks millions of dollars in damages, in some cases the cost of raising adulthood children born from alleged unplanned pregnancies. Wow. CBS News reached out to representatives for Endo Pharmaceuticals and Patheon, the company that packaged the products. Both declined to comment on the ongoing litigation, but emphasized that patient safety and product quality is their top priority. Endo Pharmaceuticals said they have only been able to confirm one defective pack ever sold to a patient. Wow. This is where law is to me really, really fascinating, okay? Some of you are probably listening to this going, wait a second. How do we know those women getting pregnant were because of the birth control pill? All right? I mean, I guess how, you know, were they even taking the pill? I guess what they would have to do, and it's not that difficult. What the lawyers would have to do is prove that the patients purchased the birth control, and usually the pharmacy has the lot number. So if there was a lot, a box of a particular lot that had to be recalled, and if that lot had been sold, and there would have to be proof of that, you know, all right. But then what if she just didn't take her pill, or she just didn't take the pill correctly? Okay, what if you are one of the victims where, you know, you took a product, the pill colors, you know, looked off, but you trusted the package and you took the package and you got pregnant? Do you have a case? You do. You do have a case. It's just proving that you were taking it every day like you were supposed to. Now, somebody could argue, well, wait a second. Okay, once they were on the next month or two, wouldn't that birth control have caused an abortion? How do you stay pregnant while taking birth control pills? Could birth control pills cause you to abort the baby? Well, they can, but not always. There's been many cases of women taking the pill and baby does fine. But, you wonder if they were taking their birth control regularly would the pregnancy still have gone through even if some of those pills were shifted? The answer is yes. So the the choreography will be taking place in the courtroom is how were they actually taking the lots that had to be recalled? Is there proof that they took the actual birth control pack that was faulty? And that's tough. That's a tough one. But boy, you mess up once. Wow. And that's a big mess up too. Okay. Which, by the way, if I could just please, enforce, usually placebo pills are different colors. So if you see that the pills, okay, they're not going to be all the same color. Your placebo pills are going to be different colors. If you see, and I'm not saying it's anybody's fault, but just to protect yourself from this, all right, if you see your placebo pill, or let's say you're new to the pack, and you see the first row one color, but the rest of them not, okay, I would question it, all right, because, again, you're supposed to be on the pill for 3 weeks and then take the placebo after one. But, again, this is another reason why we do need medical providers involved teaching people. Okay, in the olden days, the medicines would be dispersed by the doctor. So, yeah, there'd be a drugstore, et cetera, but you would sit down and go and look at the medication. You'd look at how to use an inhaler. You'd look at the way the pills look. I usually have to sit there and draw a picture or show my patients pictures going, look, when you get the pill, it's going to look like this. These are the ones you take for placebo, et cetera. Yeah, and it's a shame because, right, nowadays you get a prescription, you run, you go pick it up, and then you take it. A lot of times you're on your own. Thank God for pharmacists out there because they do walk you through a lot of these and they're helpful and utilize them. If you can't utilize your doctor, utilize the pharmacist. They're very good. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was interesting. Mosquitoes hate Victoria's Secret perfume. Maybe we don't need the bug spray. They say researchers compared 8 insect repellents, 2 fragrances, and a vitamin B patch in order to figure out what worked best against mosquitoes. An important task because obviously these mosquitoes transmit disease and we still have major, issues with mosquito bites and malaria and dengue fever, etc. According to the Journal of Insect Science, they say people need to protect themselves, especially if they travel to the tropics. Insect repellents can be highly efficient, but you need to find out which works. DEET seems to work the best, the ones that have the chemical DEET in there. But only one of the 3 DEET-free repellents even came close, and most did absolutely nothing. But what was very, very surprising was Victoria's Secret's Bombshell perfume and Avon Skin So Soft bath oil were effective against mosquitoes for approximately 2 hours. So you take a body spray with you and you could smell all nice and pretty. That could possibly work. They say, let me see. There's a huge, a lot of natural repellents don't seem to be doing as well. These natural repellents are DEET free. They didn't do well in terms of, trying to cause, mosquitoes to repel them. All right, so they say this study refutes previous research suggesting that flowery scents attract bugs. I think it's because mosquitoes are smart, and they know what's a real flower and what's not a real flower. In fact, I have a Victoria's Secret body spray. I used it the other day. I'm like, I really don't even like the smell. It's like too fruity. So I think these animals are smart, or these insects are smart. Vitamin skin patch didn't work either. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.